This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You know, in the waning hours of a special session Tuesday morning, the Minnesota Senate gave final approval to a bill that includes a 50% increase of the state tax on recreational marijuana sales as regulators prepare to launch Minnesota's legal cannabis market in the coming months. The bill also repeals language in the Minnesota law that legalized adult-use marijuana, requiring the state to share 20% of cannabis tax revenue with local governments. We are now joined by Leili Fatahi, a partner and principal at Blunt Strategies, a public affairs and consultancy group dedicated exclusively to the cannabis industry. Thanks for joining us, Leili.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I like the name of your company, Blunt Strategies. That's a pretty cute double entendre there.
Thank you. Yes, it's an industry that gives way to a lot of good puns.
It does indeed. Now, how long have you been working with this consulting group?
So we started Blunt Strategies in 2019 on the heels of the legal hemp industry being launched here in Minnesota. We were also the team that led the legalization campaign effort in Minnesota. So we've been working with Minnesota's cannabis industry from the start.
And it, just as somebody, and look, I'm a connoisseur of pot, so I enjoy that it's legal again, or it's legal in our state. But I'm wondering, it seems like in Minnesota there are some locations that are selling selling THC products, but it doesn't seem like very many. What's happening in the state? And we'll get to the tax in a minute, but it seems like it's been a very slow start for the state to get this industry up and running. Am I right on that?
It has been one of the slower starts getting to the point of licensing and getting adult use or recreational businesses open. So we legalized in 2023, so we are around the two-year mark, but we are hopeful that we're going to start seeing some recreational dispensaries opening up this year.
I mean, there are some, aren't there, dispensaries in the state open?
So what we have right now in Minnesota is a pretty robust marketplace of low-potency hemp edible products. So these are beverages and edibles that can be purchased everywhere. Really, Minnesota has been on the cutting edge of this, everything from restaurants to liquor stores, breweries, and a lot of hemp-dedicated health and wellness shops. There are also tribal dispensaries that have opened up on tribal reservations, and now some that are beginning to open up off reservations as well. But again, those full potency recreational shops where you'll be able to buy cannabis flower, those will start seeing opening hopefully near the end of this year.
So when I've travel to states that have had, that have been selling full potency THC products for years, California, some of Arizona, and I stock up and bring them back, I'm wise to do that. In other words, the products that I'm getting at those locations are just now going to start appearing at the dispensaries that are in Minnesota. Is that right?
Well, I mean, this is certainly not legal advice to be bringing cannabis across state lines. It is still a federally illegal product.
Yeah, I didn't do that. But I thought about doing it.
But yes, I mean, you know, other states that have legalized, most of them do have adult use recreational businesses that are open now. So yes.
And that's what we're going to have shortly. In other words, they'll start showing up once we do this lottery. Is that right?
That is what we are going to see as businesses start opening their doors. First, they, of course, have to cultivate the cannabis, and then they will begin to sell it.
All right. Now, in the article that ran in today's Star Tribune, you were very critical of the state legislature for doing this money grab and taxing the cannabis at one of the highest rates in the country. Explain to me what they did and why you don't like it.
So Minnesota was very, very deliberate in 2023 to set a very reasonable and actually low tax rate looking across the nation. Originally, it was supposed to be 8%, and then in 2023, we settled on a 10% tax rate that included a 2% share with local governments. And this was based on the fact that when you look at every single state that has legalized cannabis, when the tax rate is too high, people continue to purchase their products off of the illicit market. Cannabis is a product where there is quite a bit of price sensitivity. And so if people are able to continue buying it cheaper off the illicit market, they will. And so this year in the, near the end of session, we got wind that there was an effort to increase that tax rate by 50% from a 10% tax to a 15% tax. That is on top of the 6.875% sales tax that also is charged on top of cannabis products, and then also whatever the local sales tax might be. So in places like Minneapolis, you might be seeing as high as almost a 25% tax on legal cannabis products. This is on both hemp-derived and, you know, full-potency adult-use products. And, yeah, we have an incredible amount of concern that what this means is that people will continue to purchase products off of the illicit market, which both undercuts the business opportunities for legal businesses and continues to put consumers in a place of vulnerability, having to buy their products illegally.
Cora Zanowski in for Chad Hartman, speaking to Layli Fadahi of Blunt Strategies, a public affairs and consultancy group dedicated to exclusively to the cannabis industry. Now, I'm assuming, Layli, that as part of your job, are you at the legislature lobbying?
Yep, we are often at the legislature advocating on behalf of the industry. Blunt Strategies mostly serves in an advocacy role defending the integrity of what we call the Minnesota model. In Minnesota, we've really prioritized creating a cannabis industry and marketplace that is focused on creating local opportunities for local entrepreneurs at a much smaller scale. And so, yes, we've been at the Capitol advocating for continued policies that support local cannabis entrepreneurs. And certainly this tax is one that cuts contrary to that. And so we did work with a lot of business owners to push back. We had a protest, but unfortunately it all seemed to fall on deaf ears.
Yeah.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Was it your sense in being around the legislature on this issue that there could be for sure at least two motives available here? Obviously, a lot of times our governments tax us heavily on things that they're trying to discourage people from doing. And another thing is that they will, cigarettes, for example. And another thing is, the state is facing a very large budget deficit. And it appears, like I said at the beginning of this segment, it looks like they're overturning all the cushions they can to get money wherever they can. Do you think it was more one than the other, a little of both, or something else?
I think it's a little of both. I think we certainly saw a lot of Republicans that were supportive of this tax because they see it as a sin tax on something that they see as a sin. So certainly we do see some responsibility from some Republicans for voting in support of this from that angle. And then from the DFL side, including, the governor who backed this increase of the tax, I think there was this effort to sort of use the cannabis industry as a piggy bank for closing some of the financial shortfall that the government is looking at. The unfortunate reality, though, is that, again, when you look at other states, when other states have had a tax rate this high, they actually end up losing revenue because of it. They end up losing revenue first because people just stop purchasing their products off the regulated market, and so they're not paying tax on cannabis to begin with. So there's a loss of sales revenue there, excise tax revenue there. But also the cost of enforcement goes up so significantly because now you do have a much more flourishing illicit market with more customers. And you have, more government resources that need to be spent towards enforcement against that. So this was really a policy misstep at a lot of different levels, I think.
I think the article talked about this, but you laid it out. So what's the, you said, so if in Minneapolis, because there's going to be local taxes and some other taxes, that right now in Minneapolis, if you go and buy $100 worth of cannabis, you're going to pay $125. 25%. How does that 25% compare to some of the other states out there that have already gone through this process?
It really puts us near the top. I think, once you're accounting for local taxes and things like that, we are certainly in the top three, if not top four, for having the highest taxes on cannabis products behind Washington, Illinois, and California only. All of which are states where we're seeing proposals now to decrease the tax rates on cannabis, specifically because those states are seeing exactly these kinds of bad outcomes where the illicit market is flourishing and enforcement costs are through the roof for state and local governments. And so I think, we've really taken a lot of pride in Minnesota adopting a model that's been first in nation, but unfortunately, I think we're joining the echelons of some states that have really made a poor decision when it's come to taxes.
And finally, just last question: how many total states now have legalized adult use cannabis?
Well, let's see. We were the 23rd, and I think probably two or three followed after us. So we are well over 50% of states now that have legalized.
Laili Fadahi, thanks so much for joining us. It was good information. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was Leili Fadahi, partner and principal at Blunt Strategies, a public affairs and consultancy group dedicated exclusively to the cannabis industry, lamenting the fact that the taxes are going to be so high on cannabis that it might actually drive down how much pot is bought legally compared to illegally, at least according to Ms. Fadahi. When we come back, this seems like a very natural progression from cannabis to Aaron Rodgers.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.